Are we on the air?
I'm so fucking down with that, bro.
I would love for you to do a nice fucking dope trip. Her mom is a Reiki master.
And, oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so...
My guy.
So, and so does my my lady. She does Reiki as well.
Okay.
So I buy her, like, the sound bowls and stuff.
Mm.
So they did that on me when I did DMT.
Nice.
Yeah, so... it helped. I mean, I feel like it was intense as hell already, so it's very hard to kind of focus in on what they're doing, but I know shamans do it, you know what I'm saying? You know shamans do it just have you go on the right journey, try to be on the right path. And maybe that's, like, more of what I needed, is more guidance.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and but you said that it was only for 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was, like, 15 for me.
Damn, that's so crazy, bro. That's something that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to try that more in the world out there, bro.
Right.
Like, this is the shit that we need more in the world of.
Yeah, something that could kill your ego, bro, is something you need to learn how to do on your day-to-day. And I think that's the major thing, you know, the major lesson you learn.
Facts.
Is how to kill your ego. You always have to step back from situations, because if you can't control yourself, you know, what are you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly, bro.
You're not a stable human.
For real.
All right.
My God, I got you.
We
got the joint. Welcome to the Low Mains Asylum Show. It is your humble host in a motherfucking sun hat. We got the joint. We got Ernesto in the room. That's our backdrop of this motherfucking podcast. If you're listening to this on the audio, you can hear that motherfucking water in the back. Now.
You want to move your car too?
Yes, sir. Oh, shit. Let me grab my... Talk to the cameraman, introducing yourself, my brother.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you feeling? This is Bernesto on the on your Low Mains channel. How you doing? I hope everyone's having a blessed day. We're having good vibes here. Out in nature, smoking, you know, gas packs as always. shout out to all the gas smokers out there. You know what I'm saying? When you buy quality over quantity, that's what you want. Quality over quantity, always. But yeah, that's enough talking for me, guys. I'm camera shy.
My God. I'm so excited, bro. Man, first of all, man, thank you for inviting us out here, bro. Like, this
always,
is...
Always, man.
But you bought the asylum straight out to the... To nature.
Hey, man, you fucked them. I fucked your vibe immediately, and that says a lot.
My God.
I can't really vibe just off of... Just anybody.
I'm the same way. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, I don't bring my family around.
Right, bro.
Yeah, so.
You gotta have the right auras around for me, right?
Yeah, especially for family.
My guy.
Hell no.
I'm so excited on what we're gonna get into today. If y'all don't know, I never fished. I had a lot of people ask me back in the days, back in Utah, but it was always those old ass Mormon dudes that want to convert you into being Mormon, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I
get you drunk and fucking take advantage of you.
Exactly. Sometimes I'm like, and there's nothing I want to do with that. You know, nothing. So, today we're trying out fishing.
You know, I'm not a pro. I fished, you know, I used to do this when I was younger with family, and I just love the outdoors, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Like, it ain't nothing like being outside.
Exactly. You know? I'm going to follow you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So exciting. I think for all the times that I did want to go fishing, and for everybody, like, everybody knows that I don't eat seafood. So everyone watching this right now is like, oh my God, yo, Low Main, why the fuck are you fishing for? Because, let me tell you why. Because it's fun. I think I find the essence of catching a fish and releasing it, of course, because I'm gonna catch and release. I'm just out here giving piercings to fishes for free, and it's one of the greatest things, y'all. We're gonna have fun, man. Everybody needs to definitely detach from the world. Y'all need to detach from the big city. Y'all need to detach from all this shit that's going on, and definitely get into nature, man. The place that we're at right now, I'm even, like, taking off my shoes and, like, putting my feet into the ground type shit just to get grounded. If y'all don't know what grounding is, you definitely have to get back on the same electrical wavelength that the world is on. And sometimes I think with wearing shoes, man-made plastics and all that stuff, we like really do get off of that. But when you do step on God's earth, it grounds you back to electricity. Ernesto, do you have anything like beneficial to say about grounding, bro? Like when...
Okay, so my lady, so look, bro, I'm a sound. My lady's always trying to get me a ground, so I'll sound like a hypocrite. But from what she tells me, you gotta take your shoes off, man. You gotta have your feet out in nature. And that's like the, I mean, obviously the most organic way to do it.
For real, you know, man.
I mean, you do have a calmness to you when you're sitting, you know, out in the grass. Or at least I feel like.
Facts, bro. And I feel like sometimes, man, like we get off of the same electrical wavelength of the world.
Yeah.
So like that's a nice way to like, you know, tap back in, bro. Like it's like, hey, I need this, you know? Yes. This is so crazy, man. But and I was telling everybody too, bro, that.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Dude, it is very important because I remember my DMT trip, bro. Uh-huh. So we were at an Airbnb that her parents got. And we went there and they're like, you want to do a trip? And I was like, fuck yeah. Uh-huh. And I went out to the back. It was a pool, had a like a single, like a long, you know, like a big old chair like to lay out on. Uh-huh. Right? And I'm going to look it up, bro. This is before Arthas was born.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, she was pregnant, got pregnant. And I was like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready for him, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I started seeing the fucking, the stars fucking flicker. Like, everything was flickering, like sparkling, you know? As if you're, like, looking at a fucking, like, a fucking movie or something. And for once I started going in it, I started feeling everything, like, dissipate. And then I lay down, and I got up, bro. Threw my shoes off. I didn't, like, some reason, my body didn't want nothing on my feet. Bro, and
you
I
just wanted to be free.
Bro, and then I got down, went to the rocks, and started digging in the rocks. I'm not lying, bro. It was the weirdest shit. And I was like, my chest is pumping. I was like kind of, I guess, like fright, like scared of something, like in my past, and just like it's like still kind of, you know, like shit is there, and I can't really pinpoint it at all.
And you're trying to find it?
I don't know what it was, but it was just like me trying to ground. Because once I got to the ground, I calmed down. Yeah.
My God.
It was very weird. I won't say scared. It was, I don't even know what I felt.
For real.
But I was like just digging until I got to the dirt. And it was just like an experience where it was just like, damn, what the hell happened?
Like, where did I just go?
Why am I full of fucking dirt? Like, I was dirty as hell when I woke up. Like, you know, came back to it. But just insane, bro. Like, I do think it's very important. Like, that shit. DMT will have you. I think everyone's supposed to be doing that shit with their shoes off. I mean, I haven't seen anyone do
so
it.
So true.
You know?
So
just
true.
Just like, oh, walk around and shit. Because you can't.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But there's stuff, you know, the DMT people make. You know, people are making that shit. I don't do that shit.
Bro, some motherfucker walked up on me, like, on the west side one day, had a vape pen.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, there's DMT in here. I was like, nigga, I'm not gonna try.
Right.
Like, how do you want me?
What? Huh?
How does that make sense?
Say that again.
Bro, for real.
Yeah, that don't make sense, man. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, dude. My God.
It's like crazy.
But like, folks are just walking around with like, and bro, isn't that the same kind of enzymes that your brain releases when you're like born and when you die at the same time?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, my God.
Release that DMT. That's why I said, like, it has to feel like how you die. Cause
for real.
You have no sense of who you are. You're very awoken to the situation we're in, which is life. You know what I'm saying? And it confuses the fuck out of you. You know, I'm not saying you do it once and you figure life out. No, but it'll make you it will help you in some fucking way to be a better person.
That's so true.
Guarantee it, bro.
Right.
Guarantee it. Every time. Look at Mike Tyson, bro. He wasn't lying. I did it from experience. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not like a happy, cool guy, but, you know, there's a lot of shit, you know, I have built up inside me from my fucking past, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it allowed me to become who I was becoming. You know what I'm saying? Because of what I was used to. It made me defensive, having to claw my way out of life type of deal. You know?
I feel you.
Like, no one could fuck me because I never had that protection, so I had to be my own protection.
I feel
you. And that's how, you know. But DMT helped me, like, cold. Yeah, cool. Step back a little bit. Like, people are not. People are cool. Exactly. You meet cool fucking people, and you will dictate your life that way, man. You'll get yourself killed or, you know, and locked up. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you hit on that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I just barely got done watching the Avatar: The Last Airbender, like the new remake that they made.
Yeah.
And there was the spirit of a forest in there, bro, that he's seen inside the spirit world, right?
Damn.
And this shit was just like huge ass monster. And it just kept attacking him, but he stopped for a second. Then he's seen the shit had a marking on his face. He's like, he's hurt. And then him saying that he's hurt just defined everything, because like him saying he's hurt literally defined why that, like he was angry.
Right.
Why he was, that's why like he didn't even like feel bad, or like he didn't try to fight it back, and like he just ran away from it.
Yeah.
When people are hurt, bro, like, and I think when all of us are hurt, like it's like some way we build this wall, bro. And I'm the same way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it takes some going through some shit and some growing the fuck up to hit that, bro. Not, I realize not all people can do that, like you and I, you know what I'm saying?
Like right.
There's not many people that can do that.
That's so
and,
true.
You know, whoever's watching could fucking agree. Because it's that different mindset. That's why they say when you get to your 30s, your mind starts clicking. It's like a program. They're changing programs now. Like, you're not in this little stage anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
bro,
like going out don't fucking make me feel happy. Going, you know, partying and shit. Well, I'd rather drink some drinks if I'm gonna do it at my house.
And you're right.
I gotta worry about driving, bro. You know, bro. It's simplicity, bro. You know.
Exactly. And then, bro, once in my life, and I think that's the duality of it. Once in my life, that partying was everything. Like, my God, like, you know, I lived for that. You know, like that was all that we did.
Yeah.
And like now, thinking back to it, like, of course I had fun then, but trying to repeat what, like, we did back then, bro, like, it's like, no, and I think the Bible says it perfectly, too, and, I mean, I hate, like, quoting shit like this, too, but it says, when I was young, I did childish things, but now when I'm adult, I don't do those childish things no more.
Right.
And, like, that's exactly what it is. Like, I think right now I'm at a point that I want to party responsibly with homies. I don't want to put myself in some unquestionable situations with some crazy ass people that,
right,
like, man, like, will not get us into any types of
group. Yeah, we might get in trouble right now type shit. Like,
for real.
You know, you with me? Are you down, bro? Are you a real one? You know what I'm saying?
For real, bro. And,
nah,
like,
man.
And I hate being, like, the attest to it. And dudes that watch this too, man, like, I've been telling them from, like, day one, I was like, there's homies that fall for shit, and there's homies that, like, they're like, oh, I'm down for it. And as soon as the shit hits the fan, they're never really down for it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
This is how I ended up in my situation, bro. Like, and, I think with that being said, y'all need to do better. We need to heal faster, you know? Yeah. We need to do our healing process.
Hey, yep, you guys, yep. You gotta find the right people around you, man. For real,
bro.
Because that's important. They are not lying about the five people you hang around the most is who you average to be.
That's so fucking right, man.
Yeah, so.
But, and I never really understood that from my dad. You say that all the time, bro. Like, he used to say, tell me who you hang out with, and then I will tell you who you are.
That's true as
fuck. My God. Yes, sir.
Like, right here.
Let's get it.
Hey,
right?
You a bunch of dirt in my face.
And they just
like, damn, bro, you're out of nature, bro. You can't slow down. Come on, man. Yeah. Look at that. The fucking Arizona highlight right
here. Oh, my guy.
Cactus.
For everyone that is checking this out on the audio, you definitely want to check this out next week on YouTube. I promise you.
Hell yeah.
Like,
hell yeah, man. This is dope as fuck.
Bro, let me put this here, my guy. Perfect. It's stay. Bro, I think people need to get out of the city more, man. For all my city folks, like, y'all need to definitely do what the hell we're doing right now.
Oh, you're a Steeler fan?
Oh, bro, 100.
Oh, shit.
100.
Oh, shit. Hey, we are iconic rivals.
Of our, hey!
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, like, back in the day, Raiders and Steelers were rivals.
Yes, sir! You know, my
but
guy.
They play each other like that, but...
Right, my...
My boy's supposed to come. He fucking is a Steeler fan.
Is he?
You're like two Steelers.
You're like, it would have been a gang up today.
I know. Son of a bitch, man.
Bro, but Man, I really appreciate you, my guy.
Hell yeah, man.
Before we do get out of here, man, I definitely do want to drop some other things off for the people, bro. I just want you to tell the importance and, like, the loving effect from family, bro. Because I think there's some people out here that are still in some questionable-ass fucking relationships that don't know how to handle themselves. So why do you think having a nice circle around you like a family is very beneficial, man? And how does that help? How does it feel better than being a single person?
That's easy. Easy. Love's the answer. And at the end of the day, we're human. We know what the fuck is right, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, people that do stupid shit, they do it because they want to do it, bro. You're not programmed to, oh yeah, I want to fucking just be a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, love is everything, bro.
Exactly.
Everything. Bro. We got paparazzi guys over here. We got paparazzi.
For real? You
know? Nah, but, yeah. Stop fucking ditching your close ones, man. That's what I gotta say.
My guy.
You know what I'm saying? Stop fucking leaving. Stop calling, you know, black sheep in the family. Stop fucking not checking up on them.
Yeah, for
that's
real, bro.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely check
black
in.
Sheep here. But, yeah, bro, it don't cost nothing.
For real.
It's, you know, it's people that are here that you're gonna miss when they're gone. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that.
My guy, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Bernesto back in the building, my guy. Drop the socials on us.
I know, man. Making me say fucking some deep shit.
Yes, sir. on the videos, but y'all gonna catch more of the fishing. Where can they find you on Instagram, Brody?
Oh, shit. Grow and Blaze, all in one, is Grow, GROW, letter N, Blaze, BLAZE. Yep.
I'm telling y'all,
my
man.
My growing channel right there.
Please make sure to check out my boy. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling, like, the more adventures, like, more adventures are coming. Like, yep. We're definitely talking.
I'll be posting my grows on there, too. So when I get my new shit, whoever wants to tap in.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah, boy.
On that last effect, man, drink your water, tip your bartender. Peace.
Yeah.
My God.